USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Associated Press is reporting the death toll from last weekend's tornadoes and storms that hit six U.S. states increased to 88 Monday, including 74 in Kentucky. President Biden last night declared a major disaster in Tennessee and issued an emergency declaration in Illinois one day after declaring a major disaster in Kentucky. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the mostly partisan January 6th committee, gathered Monday night to advance contempt of Congress charges against former Congressman Republican Mark Meadows.
Mr. Meadows received numerous text messages, which he has produced without any privilege claim, imploring that Mr. Trump take the specific action we all knew his duty required.
Mr. Meadows on Fox News.
Executive privilege that Donald Trump has claimed is his to waive. It's not mine to waive. It's not Congress's to waive. And that's why we filed the lawsuit.
USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.